Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lakhit Piris, today being a Saturday, indeed, 18th of April 2026. Let's start off with cricket news from Suryavava in Hambantota. Sri Lanka, in their first innings, were bowled out for 381 against New Zealand. Rahir Udara, 61, Ramesh Mendis, 48, and Sonal Dinusha, the overnight batter, who was 90 not out, went on to score 108. Ryan Harrison for New Zealand took 2 for 60. Tim Pringle, 3 for 88. And Peter Young, 2 for 97. New Zealand, very impressive at close of play. 199 runs for the loss of one wicket, with Curtis Murphy batting on 75. And with him is Tim Robinson, who is unbeaten on 101. We also have news for you from India in the IPL, where Kolkata Knight Riders are still to register a win, but their game against Gujarat Titans yesterday was pretty exciting. But ultimately, Gujarat Titans have won this game by 5 wickets. KKR, winning the toss, elected to bat first, made 180 in their allotted 20 overs. Cameron Green made 72 and Rowan Powell 27. For Gujarat Titans, Kagisko Rabada among the wickets, 3 for 20, bowled very well indeed. Mohammad Siraj, 2 for 23, and Ashok Sharma, 2 for 40. Gujarat Titans got to the target in 19.4 overs, so this was quite a close game despite the fact they won by 5 wickets. 181 for 5, Shubman Gill, 86, and Josh Butler, 26, made worthy contributions. Warren Chakravarti, the mystery bowler, 2 for 34, and Sunil Narayan, 1 for 28. So KKR, on the whole, on a wrap-up, are still to register a win. Now, Sri Lanka women, the under-19 girls, are playing against Australia. And sadly, a short while ago, the Sri Lankan women were 35 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in just 8 overs. But remember, these girls have played very good cricket. The under-19ers, they beat England yesterday in a very good game by 35 runs, despite the fact that the game was a low-scoring affair. The Sri Lankan women, 104 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs, and they got the English women out for 69. But today they play Aussie. It's a much tougher side. 35 runs for the loss of 4 wickets a short while ago. Then South Africa women are playing against the Indian women in a T20 series, and the game was concluded yesterday at King's Meet. The South African women have won the long opener by 6 wickets. India won 57 for 7. Jemima Rodrigues, 36. Hamrit Kaur, 47. Shafali Varma, 34. And for South Africa, the seamer, Ayibavanga Kaka, 3 for 16. South Africa reached the target with 2 balls to spare. Exciting game there again. Laura Wolfordot, the captain, made 51. And Derrickson, batting in the middle order, made 44. The games coming up today in the IPL are going to be very interesting. Remember that Royal Challengers Bangalore will take on Delhi Capitals in an afternoon game that gets underway approximately 3 o'clock Sri Lanka time. And the second game is at 7 o'clock between neighbours Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Piris this morning on our podcast presentation. It was a pleasure being in your company. We'll spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure. Get your headsets on, relax, sit back, and enjoy the music.